The first five Garden of Wonder and Discovery by Liat and Oliver Sherman is sponsored by the Department of Children. I'm not sure what stand number it is, but I know that Michael Sheridan is there with the garden designer himself. Michael.
Well, I've just sat down on a bench beside a man who has just been mobbed, not by adults, something far more harrowing, a massive bunch of wonderful kids who have been tugging at him, pulling at him, doing all sorts of things. Oliver Schumann, you have a fantastic garden here. You were showing it to the kids it was intended for. Tell me about your garden.
Well, we were sponsored by the Department of Children to design a garden to encourage parents to let their children play, and children to play in the wild with natural materials, understanding nature and understanding the complexity, and at a very early stage of their lives, so from 0 to 5 year olds.
And the name of the garden is self-explanatory.
Well, I always have to look what the name of the garden is, because it's such a long name.
First five Garden of Wonder and Discovery. That's the journey we're taking kids on all the time.
Yes. So we designed this garden. My wife and I, we work as a team. My wife, Liat, especially Liat, really embraced this whole idea. Because we weren't really going to do a show garden. We came in late, but it was such a fascinating idea. And we have our own little grandson here, so we did it for him. And it was just fun finding things and understanding and kind of transferring yourself back into childhood, understanding what you love doing yourself in hedgerows, with streams, playing in the wild and making things out of sticks and stones.
But you see, that's the wonderful thing, that it actually involves making things, as opposed to, look, the default cheat setting now for any parent starting off is I'll get plastic grass, I'll get a few play school plastic molded playhouses, I'll get a horrible plastic slide, and I'll get stuff, that'll be hard wearing and that'll stand the rain, I won't have to clean it, it'll be wiped down surfaces, and then I'll bung a trampoline in the corner. This requires an interaction. This is a stimulus activity for kids, isn't it?
It's absolutely important. Children have to learn how to balance on sticks and stones and not in prefabricated materials. They have to feel that they're actually achieving it, making it themselves, instead of, as you said, buying a Wendy house and putting it in the corner of the garden, and the kids won't go near it. You would have been better off just going to the scrapyard and getting some pallets and hammer and nails and making it yourself. So kids have to be encouraged to be physical, to make things, to understand how to use a hammer, to feel the pain and not do it ever again.
Wonderful. So the activity is about stimulating young minds to actually use an imagination and not have everything done for them.
Yeah, and to build an imagination. Children are not born with everything. They have to be inspired. And especially children, I know it from our grandson, because I didn't pay as much attention to my own children as it is. But with a grandson, it's different. You kind of see how much they actually learn, how much they soak in. Every little thing, every word you say, they pick it up, question it, and understand it.
So people will take inspiration who've been here to Bloom. What could people who maybe haven't had the chance to see your garden, what could they do to start being more thoughtful about how they prepare a garden for their young kids?
There's so many things, but the garden is really is for nature, is for wildlife, but at the same time for your children to actually, don't treat it as such a precious place. Let the kids cut something, let them put branches in, create paths which run in a circuit, create areas where the children can hide, where they can get away from you in sight. It's the fact that we want to control everything. Every little thing our kids do is a huge mistake. Kids have their own mind. They have an instinct.
Wonderful. Well, it's a fantastic credit to both of you, to Liat and Oliver Schumann. A wonderful garden that challenges kids to be kids and enjoy their imaginations.
Yes, and to get dirty and forget about the fancy clothes and just rip them and use them.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome.
Thank you very much indeed, Michael Sheridan.